The real made temporary. The real made temporary. The real made temporary. What an interesting concept. The real made temporary. What is the real? What is the ideal? What is it that is and always will be? What is the real? Well, we like to think that the real is that which we experience, that which is everlasting, and we like to think that that is so special, so wonderful, so fantastic that it is the only thing that matters. Well, in the first place, neither you or I know what the real is. We have no idea what the real is. We go around thinking that the life experiences that we have, that's reality. We go around thinking that the everyday activities that we're involved in, that's reality. We go around thinking that what's really important in this life is what we experience from moment to moment. Well, do we have an interesting surprise coming our way? The only thing that's important in our life is not what comes to us moment by moment, but what is our reality. The real in our life is who we are, the unseen. The real in our life is our ideal self. Ah, that word ideal is so wonderful and so powerful. Yes, but how does that word ideal work in your world? How does that word ideal work in your life? The ideal made real. Now, how is the ideal made real? Well, the ideal always is and is never changing. The ideal is that invisible something inside of us that is what we really are. The ideal is always the same, is always there, is always expressing, but it is invisible to us. We don't know what it is. If I say I return to my original purity and integrity, that's our ideal. But that's only our human ideal. What is our original purity and integrity from the ideal form, from where we really are? Not the human, but from the divine. What is that real from the divine? Would you say that the divine is real? I would. Would you say that the divine is eternal and everlasting? Yes. Would you say that the divine is unchanging, it is always there and always fantastic and always glorious and always wonderful? Well, yes. Okay. If that is what we say and we call it real, then do you know what it is? Do you know how it expresses? Do you know how it demonstrates itself? And the answer is no. So, when we are working with the divine, we have to get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits, according to our dear friend Ralph Waldo Emerson. But this is not only a transcendental thought, it is a real thought that we can encompass in our thinking right now, today. So, getting my thinking out of the way of the divine circuits is not an action that I know how to do because I'm not very well practiced in it. I'm always getting in there and saying what right means, what good means, what perfection means, what the ideal is. And if I am looking for the ideal spouse, I look for the ideal spouse until I fall in love with somebody, and then the ideal spouse goes right out the window and it means nothing because I've gotten the divine, I've gotten the real, the me, out of the way of the divine circuits. Yes, I did. For when I fall in love, I forget all those things that I thought were so important. I forget looking for the idea. Now, you say, is that good? Is that bad? Well, it depends. How well do I stabilize myself in my divine self in realizing that under all circumstances, I am in harmony with who I am? Under all circumstances, I am harmonious with my divine self. Under all circumstances, I live in harmony with me. Now, so I fall in love, and I'm blind. That's what seems to happen to everybody who falls in love. They do not see the good, the bad, the indifferent of their beloved. Their world, in fact, takes on a tint of joy, of unconditional love that it always had, but they were not aware of it. And in fact, they're not aware of it when they're in love. But when they're in love, they're untouchable. When they're in love, no one can say anything good or bad about their beloved, about the world, about anything. They are just not involved at all. Now, when that happens, we are blind to our human self. We are blind to the self that goes around saying, this is important and that is important. And what happens to us is that we are mellow. We are harmonious. We are working in our world in a most magnificent, happy way. But we are working in our world in a magnificent, happy way only so long as we remain in love. And the love of a relationship seems to have a starting point and an ending point. The love of a relationship seems to have a beginning and end. It seems to have, it is timeful. Because after a while, it wears off. After a while, it fades away. Now, could we maintain that love relationship forever? And we can. Could we maintain that forever? It would be that most fantastic experience that we could ever know. It would be the real that is revealed to us in a most amazing way. Now, are you ready for such a thing? Are you ready for such a life? Are you ready for such a world to live? Are you ready to have the real be tangible eternally? Are you ready to have the real be something that is not just falling in love and then falling out of love when something changes it? We say mother love. Mother love seems to never change. It seems to always be wonderful and beautiful and good. Mother love is wonderful. We say other types of love. And what are these types of love that we are speaking about? We're speaking about conditional love. And that's why it's so important for us to work on and train ourselves in unconditional love. Under all circumstances, we are unconditional love. We are working with people with unconditional love. We're working with thoughts with unconditional love. We are working with ideals with unconditional love. We are working with happiness with unconditional love. Instead of having the real be made temporary by falling out of love, our love is eternal. Our love is everlasting. Our love does not start and stop. We don't fall out of love. Love, and of course, this is where the real starts falling apart. The real ceases to be beneficial to us when we begin to judge it. When we begin to say it is right and it is wrong. You mean to say that we're not supposed to judge anything in this world? We're not supposed to make decisions as to what is good and bad for us to do? We're not supposed to say anything to anybody about what the world is all about? Well, in a degree, yes. When you are in love, you have no judgment whatsoever about anything. When a mother loves her child truly, The mother does not judge the child. The child, if there's any judgment, it's always the child is perfect. The child is wonderful, even though experiences happen that seem to say otherwise. And the mother does not fall out of love with her child. A father does not fall out of love with his child. A husband, a wife, do not fall out of love with their spouse. They only fall out of love with their spouse when they fall out of love with themselves. When the real has been made temporary because they were not standing up for falling in love with love and being the most beautiful, wonderful people that the world could ever imagine. How can we make the real, real in our life? We make the real in our life by our falling in love with ourselves, by our realizing that we are divine, that we are wonderful, that we are fantastic, that we are glorious, that we are magical people, that we are real. And the real then is made real. It is revealed to us in every way, and we experience it every way. Can a mother fall out of love with her child? A child may do things that make the mother not too happy with it, and the mother may do things that make the child not too happy with her, but they never fall out of love. They never judge. They perhaps wouldn't do the things the way the other person does it, but they never judge. They merely go on and be themselves and enjoy themselves. They be themselves and have fun, and they're being their real self. They're being their ideal self. They're being the wholeness self that they are. Each one of us can have the real made real, made eternal in our life, because it's already done. All we have to do is recognize it. All we do is recognize that it is done. The real is made real right now as I fall in love with love. If I fall out of love anytime, I can expect the world to come tumbling down, because the love that made the world stand up and be beautiful was a very fundamental aspect of my life that had to be recognized and had to be understood and had to be experienced, because that's what life is all about. And I am what life is all about. I am the allness. I am the isness. I am that I am. I am the real. I am unconditional love. And with unconditional love, I walk through my life as a radiant center of all that is good. And I am happy and peaceful and fulfilled and real all the time. Join me in this recognition of unconditional love as your reality, my reality now, because that's what it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.